Good evening. You may have never heard of a man by the name of Glenn James. And a few days ago, I had never had either, until the recent news story about a 50-year-old man, a homeless man from Boston, who found $42,000 in a parking lot and turned it into the police. Now, maybe some of you have heard that story. But what was interesting about this guy, when they asked him, did you not consider taking some of that money for yourself, considering the fact that you are homeless? His response was, even if I was desperate for money, I would not take even one penny. Even if I was desperate for money, I would not take one penny. He continues, he says, because God has always looked after me. Now, Glenn James was homeless, a guy who probably needed money, but he was a steward with God, and he was trustworthy with large matters and small matters. God has always looked upon him, and he had that trust in God. So the question is this evening, do we believe that God always looks upon us for our needs, just as Glenn James did? So here is the good news. In our second reading today, St. Paul, in his letter to Timothy, he says, God wills that each and every one of us to be saved. That God has a deep desire for communion with you, with me, and for each and every man and woman throughout the history of the world. God wills that all be saved. And because of this, he sent his only Son to die on that cross for us, who is, as the reading says, the mediator between God and man. And what does a mediator do? A mediator goes between. And because of his humanity and because of his divinity, he bridged the gap for sin, that you and I can enter into eternal life. Jesus Christ is the bridge to eternity. That is the good news. The mercy of Jesus Christ, who has shown us mercy, so that you and I can behold the face of God, because he always looks after us. So, that's the good news. But what is the challenge? Today, in our gospel, Jesus Christ challenges us. No one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and mammon. And what is mammon? Of course, we know that mammon means money. We cannot serve both God and money. God loves you so much that he is in love with you, and he desires your love in return. And because he loves you so much, you cannot love both him and money. However, on the other side, you could love money, but money cannot love in return. So in turn, it's really not love. Because in order to be true love, it has to be reciprocal, just as you husbands and wives know, that you reciprocate love back to each other. So you could love this material thing of money, but it cannot love you back. No, I think the Beatles had it right. Money can't buy you love. In speaking of the materialistic society, the 19th century Scottish writer Alexander Tyndall once wrote, humans, we go from slavery to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from great courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependency, from dependency back again to slavery. So the pinnacle point in the Scottish writer is abundance. What do we do with the abundance that God has blessed us with? Because we know that abundance in capitalistic societies mean either the rise or the fall of society. And we know that there are two responses to the abundance that God has provided for us. We could either share this or we could hoard it. Hoarding is selfishly turning in the material things for ourselves. We worship money, pride, vanity. And we take the material things and we worship ourselves. But sharing is making a sincere gift of self to those who are in need. So if we know that Jesus Christ is the good news, and the challenge is for us is to love God and serve God and our neighbor as ourself, how do we practically do that? One solution I propose this evening is that when we trust in the mercy of Jesus Christ, we trust in the mercy to be merciful to others. And how do we do that? But through almsgiving. And the root word for almsgiving in Greek means mercy. To be merciful to others, for we know that they are made in the image and likeness of God. The Catechism says that almsgiving pleases God, and it is the greatest showing of love that we can give to other people. We give them food, shelter. We house the homeless, clothing. We take care of the elderly. These are all good things that we do through almsgiving. And I am pleased to know that here at Our Lady of Hope, that you have poor boxes in the back. And your donations, your almsgiving to those poor boxes, helps those who are in need. And like our little Sisters of the Poor who are with us tonight, and they will tell you more on how you can help the needs of the elderly in our own community. Now, what are the benefits of almsgiving? First of all, we obviously help those who are in need. But secondly, we show our love for God and for our neighbor. And thirdly, the prayers of those who are in need enrich us to live a Christ-centered life. When you help those who need your help, their prayers in return are more valuable than any gift that we can give them. So, when you think of some of those people who gave to the homeless, to the elderly, to the abandoned, we think of someone like Mother Teresa. And one time, a reporter goes to Calcutta and sees Mother Teresa cleaning out the wound of a dying man on the street. And this reporter, he was so horrified at this sight. And he told Mother Teresa, he said, "You know, I would not do that for $1 million. And you know her response was, right? "Neither would I." That she did it out of the love of Jesus Christ and the love for her fellow man. And a lot of times we could see all the poor, all those people in need. And they questioned and they pressed Mother, "You know, Mother, you've done so much, but look at how much more there is to do. How do you not give in to despair?" She said, "I look at one soul, only the one soul that the Lord presents to me at that time. I don't look at the masses, but the one soul." You and I are not bound to help all the poor. However, we are required to help that one person who could not be helped if we did nothing, if we stayed silent. You and I, because of our Christian dignity, are called to help our brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. I conclude with a quote from the 4th century bishop, St. Peter Chrysologus. He said, "You know, Gold comes from the depths of the earth, but the soul comes from the heights of heaven. It is better to take gold up to heaven through almsgiving than to bury the soul into the ground through greed. My brothers and sisters, you and I live in the richest nation in the country and the richest county in the nation. We are the richest people. God has blessed us with much. And our earthly treasures will die in the ground with our greed, or they could be raised to heaven through our charity. It is my hope and my prayer, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that I know the greatness that you are called to, because I've seen the greatness of the things that you have done in this parish in the past, and the way Father Scheer and Father Saunders talks about the greatness of the souls of the parishioners here, that I know that God is calling you to give of yourself more abundantly, not only to give from your abundance, to abundantly give, just as Jesus Christ, who abundantly gave eternal life to you and me on the cross. May God bless you.